istinawiha. That we are aware of Fajr, Salat, and Jamaah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. And very, very important that this is only to the tawfiq and divine ability that you have come to the masjid. Your father contained any mutalaya. May I remove my mutalaya? That I have not come my own accord. And my feet did not lift on my own accord. It was lifted through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this inspiration to his tawfiq that we are coming and presented ourselves in the masjid. And we should make shukr that Allah subhanahu has given us this opportunity of reading our salah al jamaah. There are many people outside there, maybe they have not read the salah. Maybe they have read the salah but not with jamaah. Maybe they are those who made their salah kada. So we should not look down on those people, but rather make dua for them, make effort and lead them towards the right direction. And this also to the topic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It mentions the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَلَّ الْمَرْضَيْنِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةُ كَمَا قَالَ That those people who read the two cold salah, the salah at the two cold times, we had ulama and hadithin explained, the Fajr and Asr salah. So here, a person who reads his salah, Fajr salah, he mentions another device, that person who goes, who reads his Fajr salah and goes to the marketplace, such a person goes to the flag of Rahman. And Allah forbid, Allah save us, that person who does not read his Fajr salah, then he goes to the marketplace to the flag of Shaitan. So this is a very Mubarak time, and at this time, respected brothers, du'as are accepted, etc., malaika, healing testament on behalf, and we are certain that mosaic will be recited, zikrs will be recited, and we, this now, we read our salah, we read our tasbih fatimi, now think and have this yaqeen that 100 trees will grow, we extended our crop in Jannah, we added to our nursery in Jannah. That every subhanAllah, one alhamdulillah, each Allah Akbar, each one we are reciting, one tree is already grown for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that as well. Respected brothers, we are very fortunate that now this program, inshallah, Islam, Jalsa will continue. And for this, inshallah, we call Mufti Yusuf Nisai Sahib, Tam Barakato, who alhamdulillah, with Imam of Fajr as well, is the Imam of Masjid al-Hilal. And it's also the Khalifa of our Sheikh of Hazrat Imam al-Hanifa, Tawab Barakatuh.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-Sahalim mentioned to us that you may have to learn the shortcuts. You have microwaves, you have phones, cell phones, etc. And you have to come to the view that Allah will ask the things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn the shortcut of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's where we are here sitting with the feet of our beautiful Shaykh, yes, the Shaykh, the Mahmoud Hani Sahib, the Mahmoud whom this is the open house. And if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spark, the flame of Muhammad, in the Zabwa Azhaf, Allah uses Ayuka, he has a little spark over there. That you will feel that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these manazil and stages to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become easy and enjoyable. And to be all the sins in our life also become easy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayah of his ayah, Allah ta'ala says, listen, you believe the ayah of the deen and abano. O people of Iman, people who have Iman. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out, and our Shaykh teaches us, they are only than this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person opens the Quran Sharif, now he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if he's sitting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not know the level of your Iman. And no person has any clue to the level of Iman of the second person. How much Iman he has in his heart. But by us sitting over here and listening to the ayat of Ayyul Ladina Amanu, or reciting the ayat, O people of Iman, Allah Ta'ala has given testimony, my Banda, you have Iman in you. You have Iman of people, different levels of Iman. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us a doubt and invitation. O people of Iman, listen, open your ears, open the ears of your heart, and listen carefully. Ittaqullah. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or another Shaykh al-Hakim, one of the Akhlasa rahmatullah alayhi to say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by giving da'wah of taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has given da'wah and invitation towards his dosing and friendship. The fear can become a friend in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. Allah Ta'ala says that my friends are only those who have taqwa and fear in their hearts. What is the taqwa and faith? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. These are my two family VIPs. The very important people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have taqwa in their life, in every single of their life, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The connection in the life. They have a life connection. Or has it explained to us that a person, if the battery is remote, is strong, then from a distance you will press the button in the gate to open. But if the battery is weak, then a person will hold any blessing, but you will very close now. And then the gate will open. The latter is saying that have this taqwa in your heart, have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muhammad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At any time you will press the button and you will call them to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Abdi Abdi Ali, and you will say, what do you want? When the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled all the promise. Now we will give up. That is what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited us to adopt taqwa. And taqwa meaning the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And friendship, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made taqwa for us. Therefore Allah has made this friendship also for us. And where to get this friendship? Where to get these things that are more valuable than the gems and gold and silver of the world? Everything we know around us is fake. Nothing is real. The real things are in the akhirat. So Allah says, we want the real gems, which Allah has stored for the akhirat in Jannah, you may get this in this world also. Jannah of the dunya, we heard of the dunya. The person enjoyed the nearness of Jannah in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or has it mentioned one day that a person sits in a rayyan and he feels the rush of Iman into the heart. He goes to the body. He feels his head standing on ends. He feels the joy in the heart. He sees the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preserves this in the heart all the time. He feels this connection in the midst of the heart. So when do we get this connection? When do we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person knows in this world I have to get connected to a certain network, I have to go to a certain similar provider, I have to get connected. I want connect, I want contacts in different departments. I have to make an effort for that. Now if any person wants a contact in the home affairs, at the airport, or here or there, but that is divine connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we get this connection? This is the highest form of connection. Once a person is connected there, everything becomes easy. Everything becomes easy. This connection, Allah says, Kunu ma'as-salihin. Except for those who have, who are truly enlightened. They are truly enlightened. And the Bible is not like ours. Everything that is made of plastic, we also wrap our bricks around the plastic. But the example is true. The condition is the of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are truly the iman. And the decisions they have in their hearts, and that's what I mean. Rasulullah said, the people are like mines. They have their mines of gold and silver. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what changes they have in their hearts. What changes they have in their hearts is for us not to lose and take as much as we can. And here was Allah teaching us that among the changes that Allah has taught us, which they have taken from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are such changes a person by the top of them in this world, his life will become a life already of eternity. The way you will enjoy your family life, you will enjoy the simple food that Allah has given you. The Prophet mentioned that one time, Awlana Shaykh al-Hakim, Muhammad Aqar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, is having meals with his chef, Muhammad Ali Kulkuri rahmatullahi alayhi, and they were having simple da'wah. And he said, Muhammad Ali Kulkuri rahmatullahi alayhi, asked, O Hakim, what are you eating? He said, they're eating da'wah. He said, I am facing biryani, my food. How come how can that be? He said, because I have recognized the act that is feeding me. In this world already they enjoy the nearness of Jannah. In our biryani, we don't eat biryani also. In our sleep, we don't get rest. In our businesses, we don't find enjoyment. In our families, in our children. Yet they are teaching us to get these changes of Jannah. For when we read the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this world already will experience the joys of Jannah. Then the person finally will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then will be Jannah of Al-Akhirah, the Liqa'i Mawla. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enjoyment will be of a different level altogether. So these simple changes we are talking about, people ask nowadays that I have this problem, I have that problem, that judgment, I have a problem, desert upon me, a jaffa upon me, things are not working out, things have become difficult, all the doors are closing. Here with the feet of the pious people, they will show the different doors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it says, the door, and as it says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door that you and I will ask who is there. He will open the door halfway. When the person will get the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will let us open halfway, things will open. The brother has had the ayah that has come. But there are channels to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for these sessions, we'll discuss a few this morning. That these treasures that we have learned from our Shaykh, that the person should recite his du'as of life in the morning, after Fajr Salah preferably, and after Maghrib in the evening. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the person, what we call divine prescription, divine tashus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet has said, that the person may have a sore throat, and he go to the doctor gives him the morning in Baran, mouthwash. He brings it home. Even before he leaves home in the morning, the wife will tell him, make sure you gather before you leave. Make sure you take a vitamin tablet before you leave. Because we have conviction in this thing, we will do my work. More than this, we should have conviction in those prescriptions which we have got from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That these are my work. These prescriptions will do my work. To the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these prescriptions will do my work. Among these sessions which we have learned from Hazrat Bala, that the person should adopt it in the morning and evening, is that a person who recites after Fajr Salah and after Maghrib Salah 7 times, Hasbi Allah la ilaha illa hu, alayhi wa tathu wa rabbu al-arshi al-azim, he will recite these inshallah, as a practice for us, and make an amal a habit every morning. A person who recites his wazifa in the morning 7 times after Fajr Salah, it is mentioned Allah Allahumma ahamahu, fi dunya wal akhirah. That those things that is bothering a person in regards to his dunya, to his akhirah, the things in his dunya are not working out, their problems, and at the same time in regards to the akhirah, the amal, the way he wants to get to, he cannot get to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice salat wa fi kafir. And this, how we are talking about, Ibn al-Ghali rahimahullah says, that al-hamu huwa al-ghadr al-ladhi yudhibu al-insan. And this harm is concerned this figure to say that it's burning his heart. That he can't get out of it, it's disturbing him. You see, it's because of those type of worries, depression, which melts inside, it's finishing him. His mind is not working, it's bewildered, it doesn't know which way to turn. Nevertheless, listen, I know that you don't go to this condition. You all the goals of God which you should have through. And the people has given us a description that it was indeed this information. And at the same time, our Shaykh explained to us that in short, before we leave the dying also, that close to those who are also. Don't leave them open. A person may have the air condition hot, but the door is wide open. And you see something is wrong with this air condition. Close the door, close the window. Example of what Hazrat gives, that once our Dada Shaykh was traveling in the river, Mashallah al-Hassab rahmatullah alayhi, and he says to the driver, they put the aircon on. He says, the aircon is on full blast. He says, check your window, it's also somebody's window is open. When they check somebody's window, was open. So upon that, Shabbat al-Hassab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, he says, that the aircon is doing its work. He's getting cool air. But because the window is open, the bad air is coming in, we cannot feel the effect, the full effect of the cool air into the aircon. In the same way, a person may perform all his amal, the wazayim also, but the doors of gunas are still open. The bad day is coming in. Is that wrong with the wazifa? Is that wrong with the mashwara of the sheikh? But these nine deeds now, it is then dispensing of the effect of his amal. So those types of depression, stress, tension, it is causing the person all the time tapping in his heart. A person has to close the door of the Qur'an, and after Qutab Salah, after Qutab Salah, recite this Muzifah seven times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sufficing for all those concerns, depression, etc. And these depression we find now in such that even young people will take it. They will be depression. When it comes to the women folk, when it comes to children, youngsters also, they find in depression, they find in problems, there's no way to turn to. So make this a habit every day, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the way. We will do this as an amal today and make it a habit inshallah. We'll do 7 times inshallah. Asli Allahumma la ilaha illa anta alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rabbika al-'arshil 'azim. Asli Allahumma la ilaha illa anta alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rabbika al-'arshil 'azim. Asli Allahumma la ilaha illa anta alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rabbika al-'arshil 'azim. Asli Allahumma la ilaha illa anta alayka tawakkaltu wa ala rabbika al-'arshil 'azim. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت ورب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت ورب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت ورب العرش العظيم كما تشير إلى أن هذا الواقع إذا نفس أحد فرسا أحد مرسا ليدي لسائسيس تيتايز أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم الفرب الوضاه الذي لا إله إلا هو
that will make dua and maqfad for him. Allah Sa'ala Qudi Rahmatul A'aliyya, for example, he would say that before I have my breakfast in the morning, before I have my tea, I put on duty 70,000 angels every morning. And I put him on duty with dua for the entire morning. What is the first thing? Dua of his parents, family, dua of his sheikh, etc. But yet, Malayya wa Ma'asoon, La Ya'asoon Allah wa Ma'asoon. But if Allah Allah Ta'ala is there, there is no disobedience for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. ويفعلون ما يطمئنون ويؤدي على كمال الدجال دوت. ودينا معصوم. Angel of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. من تحي موني. A person now is busy in his engagements. And 70,000 angels are making dua for him. So Shabbat will recite this also. And at the same time, that person who will recite this was in the morning. Or in Mata Midali Kaliyo, Mata Shahidah. That you pass away during that day, you will pass away the Shahidah, the Mata in part of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. You will recite it in the evening, and in Subhasu in the evening, then you will gain the rank of Imam, the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we recite this Mazifa, inshallah. A'udhu billahi samiyyin alim min ash-shaytash al-rajim. A'udhu billahi samiyyin alim min ash-shaytash al-rajim. A'udhu billahi samiyyin alim min ash-shaytash al-rajim. Wallahu la ilaha illa huwa alim al-ghayb wa shahadatu wa rahmatu wa rahim. Wallahu la ilaha illa hu al-malik al-qudus السلام المنكر المهيمن العزيز الجبار المستكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. التسجيل الاهداف مزرعه يشمل هذه اليوم من هذه الفكره الامنيه أشهد أن سوف أسمع الحسن الجلسي وفي بالوضع هذا السنة الإجابي سنة نحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى وفي كل ذات وقوم أحمامي في بعض أولا هذا السنة this whole problem and as I say that what the people in ذات وقوم us we are in ذات وقوم our own selves as I say the worst type of ذات a person has in his own the shaitan box and upon that he's keeping his body shape then he has the last sign of Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will see upon the healing. He said, this is the worst type of Jahannam. Whereas the Quran Sharif, the beautiful flames, etc., they are giving off positive radiation. And the Shaitan box is giving off negative radiation. There are two things that have to meet, you know what will happen. The difference is there will be Jahannam, you know. There will be problems, there will be fighting. Children are listening to us, wife is listening. So all these things will happen. The common problem now is people are making jobs, people have hazard, etc. But for this also we are taught in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to protect yourself, deny protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in regards to yourself from all types of evil eyes of people, of dadu, of sihar, etc., you are not simple of zihas. Another person has to go to a certain person and buy a taweez. And then he's learning different things in the home, etc. Yes, the permission of Allah is out. But Nabi Allah has given us a divine prescription. That every morning after Fajr, after Maghrib, besides the three rules, three times we should Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that we can include the shaykh. It's mentioned in the commentary of this hadith that this three rules recited three times that we can include the shaykh. It was sufficient for everything. In that we can include the shaykh. Because the eyes are first of every type of evil. Whatever evil they may be dealing with, this will become his divine shield. Nothing can touch that person. This is the yaqeen you should have. And more than that, that person besides the zifa in the morning and evening, that he can really build it. Because the eyes are first of all the zifa that possibly was unable to leave for the day. The Prophet said, well, I said that the person now has a very early morning appointment, he has made up earlier than normal. And now there's no time. But the person will have a breakfast also. But the wife will tell him, at least have half a cup of tea. Have one slice of toast at least and go. Don't do your job for the morning at least, because I wish you. As a last resort, the same way a person now will be on a journey, within the time to live in his life, within the time to live in his house. Or a person has the early morning appointment to leave home, within that time to do all his own things. At least now we know a person, you listen in the morning or you mean inside the three pools, three times in Bismillah for salvation all your life. Allah will help you for the day. So we decide to motive us, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qul huwa Allah ahad, Qul huwa Allah ahad, Abundus, such as we have learned from Hazrat ومن حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that a person should eat in the morning and evening 3 times. Subhanallah al-Azim bihamdihi wa hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create that person from 4 different types of illnesses: insanity, paralysis, blindness, and leprosy. Then the person of the mind who are eventually worried about the health. But he wasn't health conscious. He wants to have good health in his own age also. Nabi Allah has given us the right perception. That he said to Wazifa Ali, inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from inside from all these types of bodies and illnesses. Insanity, a person may lose his mind, paralysis, different forms, whether he stroke, whether he different types of paralysis, stroke, and a person's leprosy, blindness. But these things might only happen around us. The Shaykh said, Yaman will tell you also, he wakes up in the morning, he's really able to come. What we call it, he had needles in his leg, through the needles. He said, he got off the bed, he put his leg on the floor, he couldn't feel it, he stood on his head, the head broke. Some good thing like this. Then he said, he was good to travel overseas, he had to cancel his thing. And when suddenly he was sitting on the professor, he said, in the morning, he got, and he's talking to his friends, he finds some numbers on the right hand side. He goes home, he pulls the doctor, he said, not feeling too well. Doctor, he hears the sigh in his speech, he said, I think he needs a stroke right now. And just as he was talking to the doctor, the stroke began. Allah will protect us, but this thing has become so common. It can happen any time. As I say, the person will wake up in the morning, in the year, again and a half, and then wrong, okay? It's one twitch of the nerve. One twitch of the nerve, and now he can't move his neck. That's a problem in the back. So here we are talking about hadith, a simple wazifa the person will read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him and not in good health. We will read this case, and inshallah, if you have it after whatever it happened, but we will give him inshallah. سبحان الله العظيم والحمد لله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم والحمد لله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم والحمد لله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله قال أصحابه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he mentioned to him which is also a concern how the security and protection and you see the numbers we are giving to when it comes to security and protection our homes, our cars even our society also and then we allow this soon. And even some people are going to harm also insurance policies, etc. But the best insurance policy, the best protection is in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahabi come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they say, I am worried about my family, my children, my property, my life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him a beautiful wazifa. They recite this 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you divinely. And if you are coming to the wazifa, you read 3 times inshallah. If a person reads this, then after a few days he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we want to ask him, how do you feel? Then Nabi Allah, I feel now very contented. After reading this now, that what I have in my heart, how many persons have never moved from my hand at night also? And he's worried about the protection of his family. That what may happen, this was of kind. All the time I'm getting my own kind, or that kind, or that. Because this I'm afraid to go for that salah to what happened to my family and children. I'm worried about my car also. The person decides to similarly inshallah to forget and have the moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him contentment of the heart, Allah will protect him. But he decides to speak and inshallah, we can learn in the after. Bismillahi ala deenhi wa nafsi wa waladhi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deenhi wa nafsi wa waladhi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deenhi wa nafsi wa waladhi wa ahli wa mali. Was this Ali ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him, O Nabi Allah, I remember these very weak. That when he du'as in the top of Ummat, 23 years of your life, du'as in Makkah al-Mukarramah, du'as during Hajj, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and different from du'as in the top of 23 years. But I'm trying to do it, I cannot grasp all of them. Yes, you should make an effort to learn as many du'as as possible. The desire and love is in the heart of your learning. If I'm only a person who say, Allah, my own now, my mankind, I can't remove all the wrong ones of Zifas. That's why I say that as a person now, 23 years ago, it was the GST number. So he knows the GST number. Even that number he knows. As his account, he has 4 by accounts, he knows all the accounts, the good numbers, etc. That he can remember. Because the heart is in this thing today. You see, then our heart will be also, then our heart will move up to learn this Zifas will become very, very easy. But then Dua Al-Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he don't give us a shortcut to all these du'as also. Rabbi Abalah told the Sahabi Rabbi Al-Anu, they read this du'a inshaAllah, if he captures all the du'as of 23 years of du'as. If we can never read this du'a, the Shaykh Zakariya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that this du'a encompasses all the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To recite this du'a, because it makes it happen also to recite in the morning of the evening. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa al-khayri wa sa'adat alayhi wa nabiyyika Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك الله وحمد ولا قوة إلا بالله. Because in the second dua, Allah asks you of the goodness of the world of Allah, Allah asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet Allah asks you protection from all the sins from which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked protection from. But these are all the duas that we learn from the fatwa. You should make an effort, inshallah, to recite these duas. They are included also, you will find all these wazifas. And very, very outstanding about these wazifas we have learned from our Shaykh. The early all of these wazifas is from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are personal, they are authentic, they are only the hadith we have, and many of them from Quran Sharif also. There are nothing from the back pocket to come to the Quran. But everybody over here in this Muslim, a person can treat them and spell them with questions he wants, there's no doubt in it. But a person can be from different countries, he wants dalil, he may dalil for this. Dalil is very, very easy. The kitab are printed with the dalil, the proof, the reference also. That these are totally relied upon. The person decides this with this intention that these du'as have come from the tongue of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even better, the person now is bi'at to a sheikh, and the sheikh gives him these prescriptions, then he's in the sociedad. The effect of it will be very, very different. If our person has a trust upon his doctor, many years like afterwards, my grandfather went, he's an old family doctor. So even before he goes to the doctor, he says to him, no, for him, he feels better already. But there's confidence in the doctor. I work with him there. So hopefully, a person now is connected to a sheikh and he's taking the wazifa from the sheikh, then he has no confidence. And this wazifa will look to me according to the book also. And that's why he was so different.
Also on our clothes, there are so many details, etc. So now the cleanser, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the cleanser of the heart is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when the Jannah will enter into Jannah, then the only regret, imagine after entering into Jannah, a person may think that now I've got Jannah, what else do I require, what else do I desire? But yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, لَا يَفْرَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ حَسَرُ. That a person after entering Jannah will not regret over anything except those moments that they pass without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how important it is to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned also in one hadith that just like after the brothers go out for kash, meeting the brothers, similarly they are malaika that make kash. They go Sayyahin, it's mentioned that they go looking for gatherings of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the malaika, when he finds such a gathering, then the malaika calls the other malaika, come, come, this is the place. Yeah, we are sitting in Hunari Masjid, Santa Masjid, the members of malaika tell, come, all the people are gathering here in Islam, Jalsa. They are going to give the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the malaika come, and they come and take part in this gathering as well. And just like we stand shoulder to shoulder in one saf, but the malaika, their safs are from the arsh, from the arsh right to the arsh of Allah. That is the sufu. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware when the malaika now, when the jamaatis terminates, then the malaika will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and report that these certain people again in the masjid, they read the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware and will ask them that, oh malaika, that what are they asking for? So Allah, the malaika will say, oh Allah, they are asking of Jannah. Allah asks, oh malaika, have they seen Jannah? No. What will happen if they see Jannah? Then they will make a more honest effort in gaining intentions for Jannah. Oh malaika, what are they seeking refuge from? He says, oh Allah, we are seeking refuge from Jahannam. Have we seen Jahannam? No. What will happen if we see Jahannam? Oh Allah, we will make a concerted effort to stay away from those things that lead a person towards Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika, Quma malaika, that this is such a gathering that all of them that have come here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an announcement that Qumu maghfura lakum, that wa baddantu sayyatikum hasanah. That stand up in this condition, the malaika made this announcement to Zainani, that stand up in this condition in that all of them are forgiven. And yet, what why says, but buddhila, your evil deeds, your gunas have been converted into good deeds. Your evil is changed into good deeds. But the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but dalto, I have changed all the gunas into good deeds. They have to rank and say, oh Allah, there was one person over there, he was not part of the gathering, he just came here for the last minute, maybe to give a person some message, to give a person happy, whatever it may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh my malaika, this is such a gathering that la ishqa jalisu. That by sitting in this gathering, that even that person, he will not be on the left unfortunate. That this must also not be defined of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, inshallah, we'll make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, inshallah, will be the time, 7:03 will be the ishraq time. And this also is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who sits after the Fajr salah, engages in zikr of Allah, and completes wazayif, etc. And after, last 10 to 15 minutes after sunrise, that is the time of Ishraq, person who reads two rakat salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person will get a perfect and complete reward of his hajj, of a perfect hajj, subhanAllah. That country, you know how it is, how difficult it is for a person to go to hajj. The masjid is there for a person financially is well off, and if he hasn't made hajj, then he has to go to hajj. He can't say, you know, look how we will give for Fajr Salah, make a zikr to Ishraq, then we give my Ishraq, then no need for you to go for hajj. No, he still has to go for hajj. But here what he needs to get that tawab of hajj, a perfect and complete hajj. So today we have ticket involved, accommodation and booking and going to taking the transport. So much effort is required. But yet, little effort from our side is certainly after the Fajr Salah, till after sunrise, inshallah, and completing Surah Qas, a person will get the reward of a perfect Hajj. So Allah give us a tawfiq to read the zikr of Allah, and thereafter, when time is after Ishraq, we will read our Ishraq Salah, and thereafter, inshallah, the birds can proceed after for the position.
Thank you. Oh. علينا الفضل واجعلنا للعباده الصالحين. اللهم اعط نفوسنا تقواها وزكنا انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
After the Isha Salah, the first of the two options of papers, just a reminder, inshallah, very important that the program inshallah was using at 10 o'clock sharp inshallah. All the youth and the first of the two options, 10 o'clock, and the rest of the runners come to the mazik at the bottom, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock inshallah, program will take place. The only request is on the cover before 10 inshallah.